Charlie Gunn, real seven. Yes, those British soldiers
and Australian soldiers, they were retreating. We met them.
Where?
They retreated until they came to rest at Raffles Institution, RI. We were there. I was on duty there. We met them, and they told, "What the hell are you people fighting for? You better chuck." And you see, eventually we also understood why the attitude was there, because they had no training at all. They hardly trained these men. They were young boys, very young boys. They hardly trained for 2 weeks to fight against the experienced Japanese soldiers. They were ill prepared. They were not at all prepared to fight. So we don't blame them. We don't blame these poor boys. We're blaming the top echelon chaps, the staff. See, I mean, those people who made the decision like that. Talking of, we were so impressed with that one time with the Singapore fortress. As if, the Gibraltar of the East could never fall to any enemy. Suddenly it just fell like a pack of cards. How disappointed we were. All this has affected us. We thought so high of them, suddenly the bottom fell through.
Collapse,
yes. Naturally.
So when they came back, how did you look at the British this time?
At least I was not at the Padang to cheer them.
Why?
So they just came back. I am happy enough that they came back. I was happy enough that they came back. But, well, they came back, that's all. But they came back, not only the British, the Allies came back. But anyway, we're different now. Our thinking is different now. We don't feel any. We have no sense of awe of the British. At one time, anything British only. No more that feeling. Because we had experienced that, a big disappointment.
Right, thank you very much, Mr.
Gunn. Not at all. Thank you.